Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Fine Time for Healing, a sanctuary for your emotional well-being. Your host is Randy Fine, author of the memoir Finally, and the inspirational self-help book Awaken from Life. Randy.
Thank you for tuning in today to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. I am your talk radio show host, Randy Fine, broadcasting live from sunny South Florida. Today, I'll be talking about living a guilt-free life. As someone who was raised by parents who only knew how to discipline their children through the use of guilt, I know how it feels to live life feeling guilty about everything. It's a painful burden to carry, one that can only be present when self-love is absent. We must accept that we are human beings and we are fallible, that we exist not to achieve perfection, but to learn, grow, and evolve. When the point in time comes that we no longer make mistakes, we will no longer have a purpose for living. In the course of a lifetime, the number of mistakes made by each of us will be in the thousands. The majority of those mistakes will be so insignificant that we will move past them without a second thought. No one can possibly know the right thing to do or say in every situation. As we progress through life, we may have the benefit of hindsight to assist us, but there will always be times when we err in judgment, words, or action. A significant amount of the mistakes we make as individuals will impact others, and the degree of the impact will vary. Those of us who are conscientious and compassionate will be sensitive to the feelings of others and remorseful for our words or actions. Saying we are sorry and making due amends are the appropriate actions to take. Once said and done, it is time to move forward. But at this stage, many of us get stuck. It comes down to forgiveness. Some of us can forgive ourselves for our transgressions. Some of us cannot. Lacking the ability to forgive oneself is what kindles the flames of guilt. Guilt is a feeling of deep remorse, regret, or culpability. It comes from feeling responsible for something real or imagined. Feelings of guilt may be warranted or unwarranted. There are certainly times when guilt feelings are justified and healthy. It's normal to have feelings of guilt and shame after reacting inappropriately or acting in ways that conflict with our moral compass. It's normal to have feelings of guilt after causing someone to suffer physical or emotional pain. Guilt is a healthy emotion to have after doing something you promised yourself you'd never do again. It's appropriate to feel guilty after having done something wrong or thought about doing something wrong. In these situations, it's one's conscience that triggers him to take notice of his harmful, irresponsible, or malicious intent. What distinguishes healthy guilt from unhealthy guilt is whether or not the actions or thoughts were made with deliberate intention and full rationality. Healthy guilt acts as a mechanism that prevents us from doing things we know are wrong. When we have already committed an injustice, healthy guilt makes us aware of our accountability. We can eradicate our healthy guilt by making amends and by not repeating the same guilt-producing behavior. A problem arises when the intensity or duration of one's guilt does not fit the intensity or duration of the offense, when one assumes more responsibility than is warranted. Guilt is unhealthy when those who have done nothing wrong distort a situation in their minds and irrationally believe that they have. They will mercilessly inflict self-punishment, even though they know at some level that their thoughts are illogical. But rational or not, they just can't seem to rid their minds of those guilt-producing thoughts. They may feel guilty and obsess over something they said or did, believing that others hold it against them or judge them. In many cases, other people did not even notice their words or actions, quickly forgot about them, or were not the least bit affected by them. Still, they punish themselves, and they carry that baggage throughout their entire life, never knowing that the only person they ever hurt was their self. Sometimes we feel guilty about an occurrence with a negative outcome that we believe we could have prevented, or we feel guilty that we didn't do enough to help someone. We may carry the weight of that guilt, whether or not our belief is realistically based. We may punish ourselves with what if, should have, would have, and why didn't I type questions. Some people feel guilty because they believe they are doing better or are more successful than someone else is. And a similar kind of that of guilt like that is survivor guilt, guilt that occurs when someone survives an accident, natural disaster, or illness, and others don't. Combat veterans who have lived when other soldiers have died often feel survivor guilt. Some people hold on to guilt feelings, believing that the amount of guilt they have represents their level of thoughtfulness and caring. That assumption could not be farther from the truth. Think about it this way. Would you want someone you love and care about to suffer guilt feelings over something he may or may not have done to you? Guilt is self-punishment. Our friends and loved ones would never want us to inflict that kind of pain upon ourselves. Another reason that people hold on to guilt is that it keeps them in a painful but familiar place that they don't want to let go of, a dysfunctional safety zone. They will unconsciously create scenarios that make them feel bad about themselves or something they did in order to sabotage their happiness and peace of mind. This is a pattern that may have been learned in childhood. Guilt complexes are fed by one's insecurities, expectations, feelings of responsibility, and need for acceptance. Overly conscientious people, perfectionists, pleasers, and those with unreasonably high standards tend to suffer from this condition the most. An overactive conscience is driven by fear of consequences, fear of hurting or upsetting others, or fear of their feelings. Over-conscientious people second-guess everything they do. They apologize for things that aren't their fault. They feel overly responsible for things they have no control over. No matter how many times they apologize, they never feel satisfied enough to let themselves off the hook. Unhealthy guilt is an acquired behavior. Most of us learn it through childhood conditioning. Parents are responsible for teaching their children to behave in ways that conform to societal norms. That's accomplished through praise and discipline. Though children require reprimanding and punishment, they should always know that they are unconditionally loved, no matter how they behave. A problem arises when parental praise is associated with acceptance, love, and being labeled good. And discipline is associated with non-acceptance, withdrawal of love, and being labeled bad. Some parents go as far as to say that they are disappointed in the child or that he is embarrassing them by his behavior. This is a deliberate tactic to make the child feel guilty for what he has done. The parents have used guilt to motivate him to change his behavior. This sends the wrong message. A child learns by trial and error. Why should he be made to feel guilty for minor infractions? Being taught right from wrong is one thing. Being made to feel guilty is another. Guilt sets the child up for a lifelong pattern of approval seeking. He will come to believe that he is responsible for making others happy. When others are unhappy, he feels guilty for causing them to feel that way. He fears that if he does not measure up to the expectations of others, he will not be liked or loved. When others disapprove of what he says or does, he will feel guilty and ashamed. The irony is that the same person suffering from a lifelong guilt complex will use guilt tactics as a way to get what he wants from others. That is the only method he has at his disposal. As a child, he learned from his parents to manipulate others to get his needs met. And parents who have an excessive need to please their child easily become victims to their child's manipulations and guilt trips. Even parents who are most adept at laying guilt on their kids can fall prey to children who turn around and use the same tactics on them. Children attempt to manipulate their parents with guilt by saying things such as, "Everybody else's parents let them do it, so why can't I?" Or, "You don't love me or you would buy it for me. I never get anything I want." And, "You are so mean. I hate you." They will scream, cry, and throw tantrums to get their way. Parents who feed into this behavior will only reinforce it. These unhealthy behavior patterns become a vicious cycle that repeat with each generation. Another major source of guilt, usually learned in childhood and reinforced by parents, is rooted in certain religions. We are taught by many religions to follow a particular moral code. Straying from that code makes us a sinner. We are made to feel guilty and ashamed for our mistakes and must repent in order to be welcomed into the kingdom of heaven. Understandably, religion is a top priority and source of stability in the lives of many. Religion is what connects many of us with God or a higher power. The majority of people rely on religion to guide them through life. Regardless of what religion we follow, we all make mistakes. Life is about learning from mistakes. It's about growth and development. It is not about punishment and suffering. Religion should be comforting and fulfilling. It should not be a source of fear, guilt, and shame. There will always be people in our lives who try to make us feel guilty, whether they manipulate or coerce us verbally or nonverbally. Their goal is control. They want to change our behavior. Since the price of our noncompliance is usually too high, they are often effective in doing so. These situations are known as guilt trips, and those that inflict them are known as guilt trippers. Guilt trips are most effective when they occur between two parties whose relationships are close, often with family and friends. The emotional bond we have with these relationships is what makes it difficult to resist manipulation. If we didn't care about the other person or had nothing to win or lose in the transaction, their manipulative behavior would inappropriately cross boundaries and anger us. Guilt trippers do not act in our best interest. There is something they want from us, and they don't care how low they have to stoop to get it. Though the manipulated person may be compliant, resentment often builds up inside of them and the relationship ultimately suffers. The bottom line is, if someone makes you feel guilty, it is only because you have allowed him to. It is your decision whether you will accept or deny guilt feelings, forgive or not forgive yourself, and whether you will focus on the present or the past. It is your life, and you get to choose how to live it. Why live by others' expectations of you? Do you really need everyone else's approval of what you do? No living person can rightfully judge another because no one is perfect. You will make yourself crazy if you try to live by others' standards. Furthermore, you cannot possibly control the way others think. Everyone has a different reality. No two people experience life the same way. Opinions are just opinions. They are not absolute truths. Your life is your unique reality. Do not waste your time trying to please everyone else. Give yourself permission to say no to things you do not want to do and be brave enough to make unpopular choices without feeling guilty. Okay, we are about halfway through the show, so I'm going to take a brief break. I will continue this discussion immediately following the one-minute musical interlude featuring the band Love Shadows' song, There's a Better Way. Enjoy, stay tuned, and I'll be right back. Today's discussion, living a guilt-free life. Guilt makes us feel miserable. It is a gnawing, unsettling feeling that pervades everything we do. Many people repress their guilt feelings because the emotions associated with them can be paralyzing. They push their guilt feelings away so they can adequately function in life. Whether or not one thinks about his guilt feelings every minute of every day or represses them, the results produced by it are toxic. It will inevitably result in anxiety, depression, and fatigue. No one can live a happy, satisfying life when he or she has all those painful feelings bottled up inside. Robert South, an English theologian from the 17th century, said, and I quote, "Guilt upon the conscience, like rust upon iron, both defiles and consumes it, gnawing and creeping into it. as that does, which at last eats out the very heart and substance of the metal. Unhealthy guilt serves no other purpose than self-sabotage. It acts as a poison that kills the body, mind, and spirit. It prevents us from savoring the happiness of today by keeping us stuck in a past we can do nothing about. If guilt has become a programmed, automatic response for you, you will not be able to change what you're doing until you become aware that you are doing it. In order to break the cycle of guilt, you have to know what thoughts keep you stuck in the pattern. You have to acknowledge and change the self-defeating, self-abusive, or distorted messages that run amok in your head. Changing the pattern requires rational self-talk. When guilt feelings arise, affirm to yourself that the event occurred and acknowledge the fact that you are feeling guilty about it. Then think about what actually happened. Determine what was within your power and what was not, what your responsibility was and what it was not, and whether or not you were aware of what was happening at the time. It is unreasonable to blame yourself for something that was not your responsibility or something that was beyond your control. Under these circumstances, there is no reason to feel guilty. Be kind to yourself and let yourself off the hook. You did nothing wrong and don't deserve to feel bad about what happened. If people have gotten hurt by an event, one that you hold no responsibility for, it is not your job to assume the guilt for it. Or maybe you had taken action with only the best of intentions, but someone still got hurt in the process. It is still not your responsibility. You may want to express your regrets. That's probably the right thing to do. But assuming the guilt for it and punishing yourself is an entirely different thing. If your actions have come from a place of goodness and love but are received by another in a way you never intended, that is not your fault and you should not feel guilty. Regretful, but not guilty. If you are listening to this show, you are probably someone who takes responsibility for your actions. That is admirable. Not everyone does. You know in your rational mind that you are not someone who would ever deliberately set out to hurt another person. You are just too hard on yourself. You have been programmed to always punish yourself first. Ask yourself the following questions. Are the demands I make of myself unreasonable? Do I always assume blame to keep others from feeling bad? Now ask yourself these questions. Why can't I easily offer kindness and compassion to others but not to myself? Would I ever dream of causing someone else to feel as bad as I am making myself feel? Why can't I be as gentle, kind, and compassionate with myself as I am with others? Must everything I do be done to perfection? Do I have to be the perfect parent, spouse, or friend? Do I know anyone who is the perfect parent, spouse, or friend? Ask yourself, what will happen if you do make a misjudgment or mistake? Will it result in irreparable harm? We must be our own best friend. That means overcoming the need to self-punish. Self-love and self-acceptance are specific choices we make every day. You cannot move on from guilt, whether it is warranted or not, real or imagined, until you forgive yourself. Whenever you begin to beat yourself up with feelings of guilt, whether the guilt is true or false guilt, you may want to repeat the following affirmation. I deserve to be good to myself. I deserve to be treated well by others. I deserve to forgive myself and be forgiven by others. I deserve to let the past go and fully enjoy life in this moment. Some people find that writing their guilt feelings in a journal helps to release them. Another writing technique that people find helpful involves making a list. If you would like to try this technique, start by listing everything you have carried guilty feelings for dating back to your childhood. When doing this, it doesn't matter if the guilt is warranted or not. Don't judge it. Just write it down. When you have made your list and can think of nothing else to write down, mark everything that you believe is true guilt by placing a check mark next to it. After you mark them, go back and focus on one checked entry at a time. Next to each one, write down when you first believed you were guilty and who was involved in making you feel that way. Think about the incident, how old you were at the time, and what state of mind you were in. Assess the role you played. Determine what you can do, if anything, to fix the problem. If you cannot fix the problem, tell yourself why the guilt does not belong to you and why it is time to let it go. Then cross it off and move to the next one. Some people find it helpful to negate negative actions or feelings by creating positive ones. Volunteering or doing charity work is a great way to boost your self-esteem. Sharing your kindness will help you to see yourself in a better light. When you value yourself, you will stop feeling the need to beat yourself up. Now, let's assume that after all that self-analysis, you establish that you actually are guilty of something. You have truly wronged someone. The first thing to do is ask yourself if there is some kind of action you can take to make amends. Approach the person with honesty. Be humble. Take responsibility for what you have done. Express your remorse and ask for forgiveness. Then do your best to make amends. After you have said you are sorry and made whatever amends you can make, do not punish yourself with lingering guilt. That is useless. Once you have made amends and asked for forgiveness, make a pact with yourself to never do it again. Forgive yourself and then allow yourself to move on. Maybe you have acted out in anger and regret it. If you have, admit what you did. Say you are sorry and then let it go. Don't punish yourself any longer. Many parents feel guilty for things they have done or not done in the past. No one is perfect. All parents make mistakes, but not all parents admit to them. If you have made mistakes raising your children, tell them what you believe you did wrong. Tell them what you would do if you had the chance to do it over. Then be the best parent you know how to be from that point on. How unfortunate are children to have parents who cannot say they are sorry? Parents who can do that take a huge burden off their children. And parents who take responsibility for what they did and apologize for it give their children a valuable life gift. They teach them forgiveness. You cannot go back and fix what you did in the past, but you can make amends today and use better judgment in the future. Holding on to guilt accomplishes nothing. It does not change anything. Actions do. Understand that your mistakes and misjudgments, perceived or otherwise, are not punishable by emotional life sentences. You are here to experience, make mistakes, and then learn from them. We all are. That is the point of life. If we were perfect, there would be no need for us to be here. How morose and depressing would this world be if no one forgave themselves and everyone lugged their guilt around for a lifetime? We have to learn to let things go. The sooner we do that, the better for us and everyone around us. If guilt has been part of your personal truth, it is time to replace it with a new truth, one that involves loving and caring for yourself, changing old patterns and tendencies, such as always feeling guilty. Will take some work on your part, but the first step is recognizing that these patterns and tendencies exist and then acknowledging that they are a detriment to your life. Well, I'm sorry to say that we are out of time, but if you have any comments about today's show or any other shows, feel free to email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. Stop by my website, randygfine.com, and sign the guest book. I welcome feedback about my show, so you can leave comments for me there as well. And please stop to visit me on my Facebook page, Randy G. Fine, and like me. My page is filled with inspirational picture quotes that you can enjoy and share. Share it on Pinterest or other Facebook pages. If you enjoy listening to my shows, please become a show follower. More followers will get the show the recognition that it deserves. Visit my blog at randygfine.com, RANDIGFINE.com, for even more inspiration, and join the list of devoted followers there. All my shows are archived after broadcasting and can be listened to at your convenience on Blog Talk Radio, iTunes, or through the show links on my website. Thanks again for tuning in and listening to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Talk Radio show host and author Randy Fine signing off until next time. May joy and serenity always be yours. Goodbye.
Thanks for listening. You can find out more about Randy at her website, randygfine.com. Join her next time for more of A Fine Time for Healing.
Hard not to hesitate, but we can't wait to be